Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin, and thrilled to be joined by a gentleman that you can go see coming up at the Cleveland Convention Center, all as part of Tribe Fest coming up this weekend. It's a great event, sixth annual coming up. Indians roll out some legendary guys and some guys you know now, Tito Francona, Chris Antonetti, and a gentleman who signed a baseball for me 40 years ago, Sudden Sam, at Children's Palace in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
He's Sam McDowell. Hello, Sam.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, and I still have the baseball. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Coming into town, and Tribe Fest is always a fun thing. I know you've always enjoyed it, and you've enjoyed being a part of the organization since you retired years ago. What does the last couple of years, Sam, mean to a guy who still has ties to the organization but who played for this team during times that maybe weren't as good as they've been the last couple of years?
Well, I would say in my particular case, severe frustration. Because of all the years I played for Cleveland, we never had a chance to win anything, and I knew that. And we all knew that leaving spring training because Gabe Paul wasn't willing to spend any money. He threw away nickels like manhole covers. And now, with the new regimes and with the new ownership and everything that's going on in Cleveland, I'm going to say for at least the last 10 years, maybe more, in the renovation of downtown, how beautiful it is. You know, the fans, they deserve a winner there. And I know that with the new managers that you've had the last couple of years in Tito, he's unbelievable with the players. And I know you're going to get a winner there. I just, I kind of was hoping and praying it was 2 years ago and then last year. And I'm still praying it'll be this coming year because you have the players, you have the organization, you got the manager, and now you just need things to fall into place.
Sam McDowell joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Sam, what's it like for you when you come back to events like this weekend at TriFest or when you're at the ballpark during the summer, knowing that you're welcome back with open arms and just, you know, being a part of the history that the guys who are currently on the field, you know, somewhere along the way they're going to have the lineage of saying, well, that spot opened because Sam was there and these guys are on the field now. What's it like for you to feel warm and welcome when you come back to Cleveland?
Well, fortunately, I played for four different organizations, and each one of them has welcomed me back, but none of them like Cleveland. And as you all know from past years, I've always called Cleveland my home and always will call it my home, irrespective of what other teams I played for, because I've got just so many friendships that were formed there. The fan base was just unbelievable. I mean, When you you're playing in front of maybe only 500 people in a stadium that holds 77,000, it gets kind of lonely. But when you have the strength of the fan base there that just loves you, and through thick and thin, they would come out to see you, and you'd have home-cooked meals for you, you know, when your wife and family wasn't there and so on. There's nothing like it, and that's why I've stuck with Cleveland my whole life and always will.
Sam, I think that this team is one that you might be able to relate to. And you know, here in the offseason, Carlos Santana goes to Philadelphia, Jay Bruce goes back to the Mets, and there's some questions position player-wise, yet that strong starting rotation that this team is built around remains intact. And you know, you think back to the 50s Indians teams, when you had Early Wynn and Bob Feller, and then your group had really good starting pitching, you know, with you and Louis Tiant and Sonny Siebert, Steve Hargan was in there, and you didn't quite have the position players to go with it. Can this team sustain maybe a loss in offensive production because of the starting rotation, or do you think that you could, as a pitcher, would you love to see another batter three?
I I personally see you still having the team right now on the field. I don't think there's a dire need for any more offense, although more offense is always good, especially if you're a pitcher. You know, you'd like to relax out there instead of every game being 1-0 and going out there knowing that if you give up one run, you lost. That's hard on you. But I think you have the team even now, even with the loss of Santana and the others. But also, and I'm not saying this disparagingly against Santana, but he also on defense cost you some runs. So I feel right now that you still have a team, but knowing the organization as I do, they're not going to be satisfied with the team right this minute. There's still going to be changes made.
And, Sam, that's one of the fun things I think about the winter. You know, everybody gets excited about the winter meetings and everything else, and then things happen. But there's still a lot of time and opportunity because guys are available, trades can still be made, where this team, if Chris Antonetti and the front office staff, Mike Chernoff, decide to do that, you can tinker a little bit.
Yeah, they can because you have the extra talent that's available, both and having a very strong minor league system. And obviously having a very strong major league team. And then you got the best starting five pitchers, I believe, in baseball and have had it for two, three, 4 years. I just wouldn't like to see them break up that pitching staff because they're going to set all kind of records. But as I said, they may tinker a little bit here and there, but you don't need much.
Hey, Sam, as we look at pitching today compared to when you were pitching, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine a guy throwing 300 innings right now like you did in 1970. What do you think about the way the game is played now? I think 2 years ago, Tito showed that you can kind of survive in the playoffs without having a full rotation of in your starting staff and being able to do it with a bullpen where, you know, closer to your era, it was like, closers? Do we really need closers? I'm going to go out there and eat out all those innings.
Well, it was a completely different type of a game, as you said earlier, and we didn't have the specialists like you have today. I mean, the way the relief pitchers were in those days was anybody that wasn't good enough for the starting four automatically went to the bullpen, and then you flipped a coin as to who you're going to bring in when you needed a pitcher. There was no specialty there. And also, with the way that the strike zone is today, comparatively speaking, I mean, my strike zone was honestly from the shoulders to the knees, where today your strike zone is one-third that size. You have to literally lay the ball in there on a silver platter to the hitters in order for the umpire to be satisfied. So it's a whole different era. I know that if you ever put me on a pitch count, heck, I'd be taken out in the second inning.
Former Indians pitcher Sam McDowell joining us. He'll be coming in for Tribe Fest this weekend. Sam, with that thought in mind, what do you think of a guy like Corey Kluber, you know, who's been a dominant pitcher here for the Indians in an era where, as you just said, you have to put that ball in there to get a call to strike?
They're phenomenal, especially him. And I don't like a single one guy, but your entire pitching staff, to me, as I said, by far the best that there is in both leagues today, and that's irrespective of the fact that they got to lay the ball in there on a silver platter to the hitters. Also, they don't, and they're learning as they go along in the major leagues today, where before they would have to learn through seasoning in the minor league systems, be it 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Today, because they're so talented and they bring them up so soon, and you do your learning in the major leagues. And remember, your pitching staff right now is just starting to meld together without trying to find each other. They know who they are now. And I just truly believe there's going to be great things that are going to happen with your starting staff.
Hey, Sam, you know, we all know about your personal life and what you went through and the struggles you went through, but I don't know if we ever heard about the success stories after the fact where when you were going back to work with major league teams, to work with guys that were dealing with the pressures and addictions and things that could go on, what was it like for you to try to go into other teams and help them and help players that might have been struggling or maybe may have had the same path you did and you were able to send them down a different road? How fulfilling was that for you?
I would have to say it's tremendous. I've often made the statement that I've had two major league careers, and both of them I enjoyed just as much. The second one was done confidentially and behind the scenes, as it should have been, to maintain the integrity of the player. But the players are human beings. They have the same problems, same faults, and I never once expected, because I was thrown out of baseball because of alcoholism, that all of a sudden everybody's going to sit and listen to me. I knew that only too well. That's not going to happen. So that's the reason why I went back to school for 6 years, so that I would learn not only about addictions, but about mental illness, about emotional disorders, stress disorders, mental illness, and so on, so that I could truly help a player. And when I would go into any team, I remember that I received a letter from Gord Ashe when the Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series, and he sent me a note and told me that I had as much to do with winning the World Series as any of the players did, because I made certain that every one of them knew when they put their uniform on during the World Series, they're Joe Lunchbucket. They're there to do a job, and let's get the job done. You got time later on for all the ballyhoo and the TV shows and the radio shows. But put on your hard hat and let's get going and get your job done.
Sam, always a pleasure to have you with us. Sam McDowell will be at Tribe Fest coming up this weekend. Legendary Indian and certainly a friend of our show. Sam, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.